lot as far as, I mean, win or loss, but also momentum in the game of Detroit?
Well, you know, after playing the way we played last week, losing that game, you know, our goal was, part of our week is to be, you know, have a winning record, to be at the top. And we have a chance to play in front of a national stage, play against the, you know, Patriots team that everybody picked to win this year. And, you know, for us as a team, we're looking forward to getting back out there and playing well. We have goals, expectations as a team, and the Patriots is happy to be in our way. And hopefully this week we can get back to form and go out victorious before our bye week.
Strange getting ready for a Patriots team without Brady back.
Very strange. You know, Tom is, to me, been the best quarterback the last, you know, 8 years in this league. You know, he's been out there before he had Moss and Wes Walker. He was out there doing the same things, you know, posting the same kind of numbers, leading his team to Super Bowls. But, you know, not as much talent as he's had, you know, as this year. So, but the guy that they have now, guy that's a capable guy, guy that can throw the football deep. You know, he has weapons to get the guys, the ball. And he's a guy that haven't had a lot of opportunity in his career, but now with time going down, he has a lot of opportunity to make plays. And I'm sure them guys, you know, they rally around him and expect them guys to do well.
Marshall's walking around the locker room holding on to that football now. Have you tried to strip it from it all?
Nah, I haven't seen him with it holding it yet, but I'm sure Brandon like to take a few plays back. You know, he's a tough runner after he catches the ball. And the thing about Brandon, man, he just want to make plays. And I go to bat, rally around him any day of the week when you got a guy like that, just try to make plays every time he touches the ball. I'm sure Brandon here rally back and do good things for this team. But it's just one of those things, you know, them guys on the other side, just like we're taught to strip the football and the ball happened to come out. But I'm sure Brandon, he'll come back and do a lot of great things for us.
Matt Castle, obviously no Tom Brady, but he's still got a very talented stable of receivers that you're going to get to know.
You know, Moss, you know, he's been very successful in this league. He's a great deep threat. You know, Wes Walker is similar to Brandon. You know, he's a guy in that slot that can do a lot of great things, a guy that they like to get the ball to. So they have capable guys. You know, Falk coming out the backfield. He's a guy in the passing game, you know, who's a threat. They have a very talented tight end. And Watson, guys, you know, they can get the ball to. So they seem to be very prepared. You know, our coach Belichick, you know, he keeps his guys ready. But I'm sure these guys will be ready to play in front of a national stage at home.
Jared, I was trying to figure out why the Broncos play so well against the Patriots. You got any theories?
Well, I haven't been here for that, but hopefully we can keep in theories, keep things going the way it's been in the past. You know, I know we're going to be fired up. You know, it's a national stage. After playing the way we played last week, guys are fired up to get back out there to show that we are a elite team, a team that's going to be at the top of this division, and a team that's going to do great things. So I know the guys will be fired up and looking forward to getting out there to compete on Monday.
Yeah. Obviously, you guys have given up a lot of high completion percentage, very high completion percentage. What are reasons for that, and are the things you can fix?
Well, you know, when you play zone coverage, you know, what we've been doing and mixing things up, you know, the routes that have been completing, it's been a lot of short passes and stuff like that. So the thing is, just try to not keep the ball, you know, try to keep the ball in front of us and come up and tackle the ball, ball carry. You know, that's our approach, and that's going to be our approach for the rest of the year. But the thing is, as long as we win the football games, all that other stuff, ratios, percentages, all that stuff really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters at the end of the day is that we win football games, and that's going to be our approach. Hopefully this week we can make some plays. You know, we haven't made a lot of plays on the back end or as a defense as far as intercepting balls and stuff like that. But hopefully, you know, this will be our week. You know, we always say, and everybody knows, you know, when you make plays, they come in bunches. And hopefully the bunches of plays will be for us this Monday.
Knowing your style, knowing Champ's style, you guys are aggressive guys. And you got only two interceptions as a team so far. One of those by Marcus. Would you like to be more aggressive?
Say it again?
Would you like to be more aggressive defensively?
It doesn't matter, you know, what we like to do or, you know, what we've been doing our whole career. You know, we have a scheme, we have an approach, and that's the way we're going to do it. Like I said, I'm a team guy. Even though the system, the scheme, sometimes might not go in your favor, but, you know, we're a team. It's not about individuals. It's about, you know, what we do well as a team and what the coaches feel comfortable doing. And right now we're 4-2. So hopefully, you know, this week, you know, we can make plays and do what we've been doing our whole career. I know I'm itching for a play. You know, my son was getting on me last week because I dropped that interception. And so, you know, and that's strange for me. You know, normally when the ball touches my hand, especially, you know, when it comes, you want to take advantage of the opportunity. So hopefully this week You know, I can make a play, you know, Champ can make a play, DJ, whoever, to lead this team to a victory.
What's worse, when your son gets on you or Coach Shanahan, what's worse?
Well, you expect the coaches to get on you, not your 8-year-old son. And so it kind of, you know, it means a little bit more when your son, he's an 8-year-old kid, and he understands the game and know what's going on and know what I've been doing my whole life. So, you know, you expect the coaches to, but not your kids.
That's surprising, two interceptions. I mean, that's...
Oh, it's very surprising. You know, last year at this point, I don't know how many we had as a team. I think last year after six games, I might have had like two. But there's no need to panic right now. You know, we're doing what the coaches asked us to do. And right now, we're 4-2. You know, like I said, at the end of the day, you throw statistics out the window when you win it. And it's not as pretty as we want it to be, but still, we've done some great things. And we've won football games. So, you know, hopefully this week, you know, defensively, we can lead this team after looking at, you know, how the Patriots struggled last week, what the Chargers was doing and stuff like that. Hopefully, you know, our scheme this week will be effective and we can make some plays.
Sorry, if you ever asked this before, do you like facing Randy?
I mean, I've always been successful against Randy. Randy's a great receiver. When I was in Detroit, covering him in Minnesota, I matched up with him and did pretty well. But, you know, Randy is a guy that thrives off of making a big catch, you know, the deep ball down the field. And he's a guy, as a corner, you have to, you know, love the challenge because you know he's going to get his opportunity to make plays, especially down the field for deep throws. So, you know, we don't back down from anybody. You know, it's a lot of great players in this league, but I think as a DB, you know, doing what we do, being the competitors that we are, you have to get up for that challenge and look forward to being successful.
Is there something about your game that matches up well with
him? Well, you got ball skills. You know, that's how Randy, you know, makes a lot of his plays, is playing against guys who don't have a lot of ball skills. You know, they throw the ball downfield, and them guys panic. And, you know, having a veteran guy like we have on the back end and guys that can make plays, we should be fine with that. I know we haven't made a lot of plays, but still, when you have a quarterback that throws it up, no matter where Randy is, as a corner, you have to like that and have to be up for the challenge.
Ebenezer mentioned yesterday one of the biggest things with this defense right now, he thinks is consistency. You guys just being so inconsistent. What's the biggest hurdle, do you think? Has it been adjustments? Has it been, at the hands of your own defense? What do you think?
I think Eb hit it on the head, being consistent. You know, week in and week out, you know, showing the same look and playing the same. You know, the guys on the other side of the ball, them guys going to make plays. You know, they're good football players just like we are, and them guys going to be successful sometimes. But still, at the end of the day, bring yourself down and just having a balanced attack and being consistent as a defense. For this team to go long, for this team to go a long ways, we have to be more consistent and find a way to you know, make stops when it's key. And we've done that, but also we haven't. And still, for this team to go to that next level, we have to be more consistent.
Just a learning curve, you think, or why has it been so hard to get there?
Say it again?
Why has it been so hard for the defense to get there? Is it just part of the learning curve, you think?
Well, I'm not going to pinpoint one particular thing. I just, you know, we just have to be consistent. You know, Coach Lord does an excellent job in making sure everybody knows what they're supposed to do. Hitting the gap responsibilities and coverage responsibilities in our defense. And just as a defensive team, you know, we have to be more consistent and find a way to do what coach is asking us to do. And, you know, we do that, we'll be fine. You know, like I said, the team that we play always, you know, they got good players, and them guys are going to make plays. I mean, it's a chess match. You know, they're going to have a good play. They're going to make a good move. And then on top of that, we got to counter back and make a good move on top of that. So that's how it is. But like I said, when you're victorious, when you're winning, all the other stuff really doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about winning football games.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.